Welcome to another episode of the Jonathan Project Podcast. Our purpose is to help men navigate the complexities of the world around them to become the man that God wants them to be. And we take the biblical Jonathan's example of loyalty and friendship to his friend and future King David as the show's inspiration. If you want Jason, for me, both of us to come on out to an event, for men to speak to your church or business, please reach out to us at thejonathanprojectpodcast@gmail.com. All one word, thejonathanprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Let's start the show. So Jason, thanks for being so flexible with your time so graciously again this weekend. It's been a busy couple of weeks as we try to record the show, but I'm glad you're here, buddy.
Hey, I like how you're absolutely right. It's flexible, and it's flexible for the right reason. So as my co-host is sitting there, let me brag on him for just a minute. As you know, the hurricane has come through, and there's some tragedy that's out there. Our hearts and our definitely our prayers go out to everyone who's out there. But my buddy here went to help people. And again, being those hands and feet like we talked about, and I love it because in Proverbs 3, it talks about, it's 27 and 28. And I'll paraphrase it real quick, but it's like, don't withhold good when you have it within your hand to do it. Just do good. And I love the translation because good means good. So, you know, if somebody needs something to eat, don't pray about it, especially if you've got two burgers, give them one. So
there you go. I appreciate the shout out. But really, you know, there's a lot of people, you know, hurting tonight across the Southeast. This storm was pretty bad, you know, and I drove through the South Tampa metro area where my buddy lived, and I mean, it was heartbreaking. You see older people out moving furniture that, you know, they've probably been in these homes for decades. And, you know, we're going to talk about social media tonight, and some of the comments just have been, you know, really insensitive as people who don't live in the state of Florida, like, why do people live there and all these kind of things? And, you know, and why do people live along the coast? And if you really drove around, my buddy lives about 2 miles inland. So now there's channels and lakes and all kinds of stuff in the Tampa metro area, and the water just comes when it comes. But yeah. Any case, you know, pray for people, yes. But if you have a chance to go and help someone, if you're in one of these areas or close to one of these areas, please do. Or reach out to one of the national reputable and make sure you check on where you're sending your money before you send your money. Again, but yeah, try to be the hands and feet. Don't just, you know, pray. Because God wants us to put, you know, a hand to the shovel sometimes. So,
yeah. So, all right, social media. Let's talk a little bit about it.
And let's do.
Not getting caught up in it.
Oh,
that's the big deal. So, as everybody here knows, this is season two of our podcast.
It is.
We do this to hopefully help men out who are out there, iron sharpening iron, as we cross certain bridges, right?
Yep.
When we first started this, social media decided to have an opinion.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Good.
So, Colton, what you got? Yeah, what's the top five?
So, Jason's been raring to kind of to rehash this ever since. So, when we launched, it did a big social media ad push, you know, trying to, you know, generate and reach, you know, the target audience, which is Christian men in particular, and then the subset Christian women and just Christians in general, part three of that target audience, right? And what inevitably happens if you don't understand social media and algorithms and how you end up seeing things on your feed is if you have a keyword, so whatever the keyword was that triggered, you know, you reach a lot of people that wasn't the target audience. And let me let you know, we're going to talk about five of the top comments out of over 13,000 plus comments that we got. Here are some of the all-time hits. You guys are amosexuals and Christo fascists. Together like peas and carrots.
I don't know what that means. I'm going to take those big words as just kind of disrespect.
I think we probably should, in this case, take it as disrespect. look at all the haters in the comments. Now, this is someone trying to defend this, by the way. Look at all the haters in the comments. They used a really nasty word to describe another political party in America. And people wonder why I vote red. We're going to talk about that in a second. Because I don't think we can find either political party in the Bible, just in case anybody was wondering. America is ruled by the Constitution, not your Bibles. Again, for everyone out there, Christianity is not tied to the American Constitution or anything in America exclusively, just in case we were wondering. Your religion is a scam, your prayers a joke, your belief infantile, and your Jesus a lie. Whew, we really got to that person. I'm so sick of Christians in America claiming persecution. You're being persecuted, not being persecuted, excuse me, whoever that person was. You're not being persecuted for loving Jesus. You're being held accountable for not being like him.
Ooh. This, and I think the majority of these came out before the very first, like, I think the episode one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was episode one.
It was episode one. And it you know, it stirred a lot of passion, a lot of sentiment within some of our other listeners.
Oh, man.
They're very comical to both of us. If you know both of us, politics isn't our thing. We vote
not even close.
It's not even close. We vote for the kingdom. And wow, I love it. So why is this important? His point comes on. If you could see Colby's face, he's laughing right now. I'm like,
it's just to say, I'm blown away, and I have to be real with you all. So when I went back, Jason has been edging me on to do this for weeks, and we're going to do two parts of this episode as we're, you know, on social media. And I had been hesitant to, because, like I told Jason and our number one fan and number two fan, three fans out there that listen, you know, I don't take it personally. I really don't.
No.
Because they're talking about the King of Kings. That's really the thing. And as my grandmother would say, Lord bless her who's in heaven, sometimes you just make other people's demons uncomfortable.
That's true.
So right. That's how I take it. You know, these people were just upset about the message and what we were trying to do. Now, I will say, to the point of social media and what Jason's probably going to launch into here, is when I went back and I was pulling the comments and I'm looking at some of them, it did have an impact on me. And I told Jason this when we were kind of doing the pre-show. I was like, it made me question everything about the podcast, about our logo, about the message. Maybe we're doing something wrong. I had all these thoughts go back through my head, but then I had to recenter, like, hey, I am doing this not for the praise and applause of men, but I'm doing it for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is my Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's the focus. And that's where my identity is rooted in, not some random guy that gals and everybody else out there. So go ahead, Jason.
It could be the Jeremiah Project, where no one turned during his ministry, but yet he's recorded.
Yeah.
It's the Jonathan Project. We're here to help. So this is part of it, you know, as I was sitting there reading, is self-concept, right? So from a psychology perspective, it's made up of two parts. It's your introspective, what you see of yourself, right? And your social perspective. And this is where it gets a little shady, especially with the influence of social media. So those things, so our self-esteem is based on our evaluation, both good and bad, of our self-concept, right? Now, when we have a difference between our perceived self and how we want others to see us, it creates a self-present or preservation model, right? Or self-presentation model. And that's how we close the gap, right? But that gap only exists if we take in that social media part or the outside piece, right? You look at yourself and how do I believe others view me? And if that's true to you, then you got to be careful where you get truth, right? I think it's interesting, the people who love us the most are not as hard on us as we are on ourselves or as other people are. There's a lot of high opinion, low commitment people out there in this world.
Yeah.
Especially on social media. We got 1,300 examples of it. Right? Yeah. Which is good. what you said, right? What's your social perspective? My social perspective comes from friends of mine, people who I believe will tell me when I'm wrong, but they have a standard. They have a standard that's a biblical standard. And you know, Colby, that's what you've been in my life. I've got some other friends that are. It's kind of like we have a standard of height, measured in feet, you know? Yep. The meter section, meters is also a measurement, but it's a known quantity.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a known quantity and it just changes arbitrarily, well, today I feel like this is a foot. Well, this is today I feel like this is a foot or this. You don't really have a clear measurement of what something is.
No, that's a good point, Jason. That's
so point. Go back to truth and people who represent truth. You know, I ran across, and we can talk a little bit about it, but, you know, I thought about a whole lot of what you had to say right there earlier about doing things and this, that, and the other. In Matthew 4, Jesus is tempted by Satan. He's tempted three times, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first temptation is about providing. You know, your Heavenly Father's not providing for you. Turn this rock into bread. Let's make it happen, Captain, and get something to eat. And then it's about, you know, pride. Strut your stuff. Cast yourself down. A bunch of angels will come save you. You're it, right? And he says, nope, yeah. Not doing any of that. And then he says, I'll tell you what. This is the key one. He says, I'm going to carry up. I want you to see all the kingdoms of the world.
Yeah.
In all their glory. And I'll trade it to you. If you just worship me, Satan could trade only what's his.
Yeah.
And that's it, right? You only bargain what you got. I wish I could go to a car lot and bargain with someone else's checkbook, but it's mine that I'm bargaining with, right?
Yeah.
So when you look at social media and what's out there, you know, Colby, think about what's the most popular stuff. Think some of the popular social media things that are going on. And a lot of these kids think, man, if I'm popular, that's my you know, social perspective. And it's from people who are influenced, maybe not correctly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got any top Spotify things you want to bring up? That's
No, there's a lot that we could bring up. But what I would say, I think, you know, to your point is, what behaviors are we? I think a lot of Christians are trying to modify their behavior based off of what they see in the world, right? And in particular, like for the younger generations, like, you know, there was a story I came across in, you know, researching and preparing for the show with this young lady, the Gen Z, you know, generation, who has been completely saturated in technology. They are one of the first, I think they are the first, that has completely grown up with just technology at their fingertips from being born to everything that they're at in their lives, right? And the young lady was saying, you know, she was starting to modify her behavior and it was having a detrimental effect. She was having anxiety. She felt empty, right? Mm-hmm. As she was chasing constantly, trying to keep up with friends and the peer pressure of what is popular on TikTok this week. And it was affecting her relationships where she wanted to play these pranks, like, which is a big thing on, you know, her partner. And she wanted to, you know, and it was like, she went to her dad. She grew up in a Christian household and she was like, I'm struggling. And
oh, wow. It's big of her.
It was. But again, it goes back to what the Bible says, train up your child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they won't depart. Right. We have to remember that. But the point of it is, you know, there is an impact that social media is having on the households, on our children, and as our faith and as believers, where we're trying to modify ourselves to look like the world. And that's not what you're called to do. You're called to stand out. Christianity is, if you want to put it into the animal kingdom as an analogy, it's the salmon that's swimming back upstream. All the other fish are going one direction. The salmon is going the other way. Christianity is supposed to be alone. It's supposed to stand out because it's the truth. And Jesus says it very bluntly and clearly that I am the way. I am the truth. And no one gets to the Father but through me.
It's super interesting you said that. And so you think about it. Social things change all the time. What's popular, you know, it's whatever you think is popular. Just go to, like we've said 100 times, go to a junkyard, go to a thrift store. At one point, that was the hottest thing going out. But Jesus flat out says, I'm the truth and the light. What's interesting about light is always a constant.
Mm-hmm.
Speed of light. Light's a constant, like in all formulas, the chemistry, physics, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a constant. And we as Christians shouldn't be chasing popularity. We should be chasing the light, the constant.
Mm-hmm.
That's what stands the test of time. What's you know who determines what's popular? Well, he's got these kingdoms, right? He was
on the same
earlier, right? Yeah, the prince. When people see, you know, you get into this social perspective and you say, okay, I look over here at Susie, and Susie's always showing that she's always in these parties and glamorous up, living for this or living for that. And when you dig a little bit deeper, she's just posting stuff. It may not be true. It's like the guy who said, hey, I'm posting from this vacation and this vacation, but it's the same screenshot from his backyard. Right? It's how you alter the background.
Yeah.
And if you're caught up in that, and what it does is, because part of who you believe you are is that social perspective. If your measuring stick is what someone else is making up, you're never going to catch up.
No.
Right?
No. You know, and comparison is such a dangerous thing. You know, comparison where I'm looking at what I have, and then I'm looking at down the street, and I'm looking at it on social media, I'm scrolling through, I'm looking at TikTok, and someone is telling me that, you know, at age 25, you should be retired, you should have $300,000 in the bank account, you should be flying out to some tropical island, blah, 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 blah. And oh, by the way, what a lot of people miss is at the back end that I can tell you the secret if you just follow me or give me $29.99, and then you can have 1 million followers too, right?
Yeah.
Comparison is a dangerous thing, because Psalm 16:11 goes on to tell us, if you're rooted in your true identity, which is found in Christ, it says, you make known to me the path of life. You fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. Mm-hmm. When we find in Jesus is we find ourselves and the uniqueness that all of us were created with. All of us were created with is for a reason and a purpose. It is to fulfill you at the highest level when you're in him, because those things will become known to you. It's not about what Susie or Bob or whoever it is down the street on TikTok is saying is the popular thing. No, don't chase after the things that are so temporary.
Man, I love how you said that. Oh, I should have this. You know, $300,000 in the bank. Hey, if you do, that's great. I think that's good for you, but the majority of the world does not. And I think about what they, when they asked Jesus about tithing, or not tithing, but paying taxes, right? He already had a comment on the other. But, you know, when he talks about paying taxes, he goes, huh, can I borrow a coin real quick? And so somebody gives him a coin. Our Savior didn't have any money. He's like, yeah, let me borrow some. Let me have this coin. He says, give me a talent. And on that talent, he goes, whose inscription is this and whose picture is it? And they're like, well, it's Caesar's. And he goes, ah, you probably ought to give to Caesar what's Caesar's, and yep, give unto God what's God's. Yeah. And in that same token, think about when you look at your perspective and your measurement of who I am, all of creation has the fingerprints of the Creator. Yep. You, above everybody else, have the fingerprints of the Creator. You're made special. Yep. You know, I heard that statement, we're made to worship. And I love that, because when you look at it in reality, we admire, we're the only entity that admires. Like my dog doesn't look over and go, hey, I want to be you. I want to dress like you and things like that. That doesn't enter into her mind. It doesn't, yeah, right? Like the chickens don't say that either. Nothing, right? And, you know, they don't. But we as people aspire for more. And it's because we have that God-shaped hole in our heart.
Yeah.
And that's it. It's not even a hole. It's a vacuum. If it was a hole, you could fill it with something. And a lot of people try to.
They do.
But it's a vacuum. And no, when you look at your social perspective, if you need to know how far that gap is of how far you are off of, you know, hey, this is what I need to do, get a constant ruler. You know?
Yeah.
Don't be fooled when people go, oh, I'm 10 feet tall because I have made my own ruler. We'd all laugh at that. And we're like, hey, man, that ain't real. Oh, yeah. That's not real.
Yeah.
There's a unit of measure that says the truth. 12 inches make a foot. This is how many of those you are.
Yeah.
So when we look at where we are, let's look at what truth is, you know?
And truth is
really, if you really want to know what the truth is, let's just go down a few things, starting with the top 10, right?
Yeah.
And then by the time you get done with those, you're just going to go ahead and realize when you look at the Sermon on the Mount on top of that, you fall short of the glory of God. You fall short, period. We all do. We're all sinners. Romans talks about it a ton. And it's only by the grace of Jesus Christ that our sins are covered, forgiven. Not covered, but forgiven, right?
Yeah.
That's the truth. Stop worrying about having the gazillion dollars in the bank account when Jesus Christ himself had to borrow a talent, a little coin, and read from it, okay?
No, I mean, I want to go back to, because I think you bring up some good points of what does Jesus want? What does God want from us? It's not the things in this world and the pursuit of these things. He wants us. He wants our hearts, right? And I think about the story that I use as an example from the research of the young lady in the Gen Z generation who's understanding that, you know, there's a emptiness in social media. Now, there's some goodness, right? I think us being on social media, other Christians, news, there's a lot of goodness out on social media. I don't want to paint it like everything is the devil, is the boogeyman. But there's a perspective that is needed. And I think the big thing that I take away and want to make sure I share with, you know, the men and everyone listening here today is, you know, that young lady was raised as the child of a king. You're already royalty. Do you understand that, you know, people that are listening to our voices today, that you are the child of a king? You know, we fawn in here in America, which is absolutely mind-blowing because we actually defeated them, which is the British. But we love the British royal family, or at least the media and, like, popular culture. I mean, we just fawn over these people. But equally so, you are royalty. In Romans 8 and 17, and I love the New Living Translation that says this, is, and since we are his children, we are his heirs. In fact, together with Christ, we are heirs of God's glory. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. So you're royalty in God's family. You are his children. You're a prince. You're a princess. You know, we talked about this from a man. Your wife is God's daughter, right? You know, your child is a young prince. Young princess in God's family. That is what you're raising. And if you raise them right, as we gave this example before, the Bible gives you this promise that they will not depart from that in their old age. Now, they might go through their ups and downs, but God gives us that promise and that assurance that it will come back to them, right? Like the prodigal son. And so when they're looking at themselves, a lot of people, to be quite honest, Jason, and everyone listening, like, a lot of Christians walk around in rags. And you look at the rags that's presented in the world. And when I'm saying rags, I mean like materialistic things. Things are so temporary because, as Jason has said many times, what's popular today, what's popular on TikTok, what trend? Eating Tide Pods is not popular anymore. But let this sink in. At one point, it was. So those rags, these things that don't have any kind of significance in who you are, who you're really grounded are, doesn't matter. Remember, if anything, you are the child of a king and you should carry yourself and act as such.
You know, to your statement, and I want to break something down. Eating Tide Pods was popular at once. Let's just look at the term popular, right? The term popular means there is a quantifiable number of people who are doing it a great deal of whatever, right? Like, there's a lot of people doing it. So somehow it's popular because people are doing a lot of this eating a Tide Pod, right? Okay, that's popular. Count me out on that one. You know, I don't think that's very positive. So what you're talking about, you know, social media is a tool. It's a tool.
Yeah.
The difference between, you know, a hammer, right? Like, a hammer's a tool.
Yeah.
What determines whether or not you construct a house or you go to jail with that thing is your conscience and how you use it.
Yeah.
Right. Like, if I took that hammer or somebody took that hammer and hit somebody with it, you're going to jail.
Yeah.
Right. Or you can build a house. Social media is a tool, but it can be a very dangerous tool.
Yes.
Left unchecked. So there's been a lot of study about, are we becoming more self-centered? And what they have found is that social media allows you to focus inwardly a lot. And when you do that, you become more narcissistic. And you become very self-centered. You know, I listened to one of my favorite pastors, John Kearson. Look forward to meeting him in heaven. I don't think I'll be able to meet him here on this earth. He lives all the way in California, all the way up north, and I don't see me making that drive. But he did this sermon one time. He talked about, he said, the most popular magazines. Now, I love sociology. If you go through the grocery store, you can literally see what's on America's sociology appetite by seeing what's on the magazines.
Yeah.
And you'll also question why certain things are popular. You just will. Like, how did that person become popular? What are they doing? Well, they ate the most Tide Pods, whatever. And but he does his study about magazines. He says, in the 1950s, Life magazine was the most popular. And then in the 60s, it became People magazine. Now, people are a part of life, but not all of life. And in the 70s, Us magazine. And, you know, Us is part of people, but not all of people. And then in the 80s, it was Self magazine. And you can kind of see where this is growing more narrow. And he made this prediction. He said, in the 1990s, if you want to make a billion-dollar magazine, just have it be a mirror that falls out of a book. And he kind of makes this joke. Well, then you look at a lot of social media, and it is a mirror of our life.
Yeah.
Facebook has a lot of posts, a lot of things like that. And again, it's a tool. You can either connect with people and help people overcome the loneliness, but don't mistake it for real connections, real phone calls, real conversations. Because if you do, you're going to get a lot of negative thrown in there with some positive.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, and so, you know, what can we do? You know, I always like to, you know, throw out an application. So what can we do as raising our children, you know, the next generation, or even helping ourselves and friends that, you know, to be quite honest, social media is almost an addiction for a lot of people. You know, they will spend a lot of time, and there's a dopamine rush. You're getting to select your entertainment. You're getting validation if you're posting stuff. All these different things. But, you know, our kids need to know that their worth and their value comes from the King, not from the opinions of others. You know, and it's important for children and for adults, because this goes equally, to identify themselves in Christ. Here's a few truths. You know, God created you to be unique, and He knows everything about you. Psalms 139. You're created in His image. You're not an accident. You're not whatever the humanistic kind of trends that are out there on social media, what the crystals told you, all this kind of stuff. No, you have a creator, and your creator has a purpose for you. Your life has a purpose. You're part of God's royal family. You are royalty, and you're being called and being asked to be the heir with Him for all of eternity. You're special to Him. 1 Peter 2:9 says that you are special to the creator of everything. I don't know what more validation that you can need, you know, and what the child of a king does. What do you do then? What is the putting the hands to the shovel, like Jason calling out? Well, you got to be strong. You got to be kind. You have to repent. Understand what the gospel is. Jesus came into this world, died on the cross to give you the opportunity to spend all eternity with Him and to be a part of His royal family. Be welcome. Be generous. Be a Christ follower. Work hard and be a peacemaker. Those are the things that you're called to do. And that's a good way for you to use social media and in those in kind of empowering ways. Go ahead, Jason.
No, you know, when I think about, you know, when you look at that social perspective and you look around at other Christians, don't, you know, and you look around and you take that introspective, that's you and God should have a very personal relationship, right? And social media, how very addictive it is. You bring up a good point. So is sugar. Right. But if you have a ton of it, there's a lot of problems.
Yeah.
When you think about your identity and you think about who you are, and hey, when I look at my self concept and really where my esteem should come from is I love the term I'm an ambassador for Christ. Now, you know, Colby, when I've traveled to different countries and I've met with different ambassadors, that's a big deal to meet with the ambassador.
Yeah.
You know, and I very candidly, And we all judge them, right? They're either good or bad.
Yeah.
They're not middle of the road. I love it because Jesus says, hey, I'd rather you be hot or cold, not be lukewarm. I just kind of spit you out.
Yep.
Leaders are either good or bad. There's no middle of the road.
Yep.
Ambassadors are good or bad. And I've met both.
Yep.
That's where your identity is. If you want to know, if, like when I travel, I go, is this a good ambassador for the U.S.? I go, is this person upholding truth, or are they upholding American values?
Mm.
And if they're not, then I go, well, they're not a good ambassador. So that gives you that yardstick to measure yourself.
Yeah.
Know where you are. I think the next thing you talked about is, what do you do? Because you hit a nail on the head. It's so addictive. Love is spelled time, T-I-M-E. That really translates into love. If you've got small kids, no toy that you will buy will matter as much as just you spending time with them. It doesn't matter if you color, rustle around, roll the ball back and forth or whatever. That's it. It's spend time.
Yep.
I think we have to be more disciplined, and we can talk about this on the next one because I know we're getting close.
That's all good, yeah.
But you got to be disciplined in your listening, and you got to be disciplined in your conversation with people.
Yeah.
And that takes effort.
Yep.
Be conscious with somebody. Be present in the moment.
No, I love it. So, you know, as we, again, like we were telling everyone, this is going to be a two-part episode. So the second part, we're going to deal with social media and like your legacy. Because it's important to understand, as Jason kind of alluded to and kind of teed it up, is that, you know, what you're putting out there, what we're putting out there on social media is a reflection, right? I think about the guy that I watched drive to church today in front of me, and this is a good segue to wrapping everything up, is he had a big flag on the back for the sports team that he was rooting for, and he started racing, I kid you not, on a main highway with another guy that had the opposite team's flag. And then I watched him pull into church. Yeah. And I say all that, it's nothing wrong with having passion, and there's nothing wrong with rooting for your team. But here is what I also know. When that flag flew off and that minivan behind him had to swerve, they probably had some opinions. And as they continue to follow him, and now he went into a church, now they have some opinions. So yeah. As we think about it and we get prepared for next week, when you're getting fired up, you know, about your favorite whatever, be it political brand, celebrity, whatever it is, and you're firing off in those comments last forever. So that's what we're going to talk about next week. But this was a great show. I enjoyed it. This episode and every episode comes out on Tuesdays on iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, YouTube. You can find us there. If you want to reach us for an engagement, an event at your business, your church, please reach out to thejonathanprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Again, thejonathanprojectpodcast@gmail.com. As always, Jason, thank you for just being a great host, a big kingdom man, and for spending some time with me here.
No, I appreciate it. And again, praying for everybody that was affected by the hurricane.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And appreciate you going out and helping people. So, all right, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, brother.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.